Saturday afternoons with Kula on 919.
Joining us on 919 this afternoon is Johannesburg-born Harrison Brunick, who has become the first South African-born skater to be selected in an NHL draft. This is huge. There was a South African goalie before, I believe in the late 1980s, 1989. But Harrison is the first South African-born skater to be drafted in the NHL. You're currently based in Canada, Harrison. It's great to have you with us on 919 today.
Yeah, it's, so I was born in Johannesburg. All my family is from there. We made the move over to Calgary in 2008, I believe. So I was about 2 years old. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where I kind of started my hockey journey. But yeah, I'm super excited to be on this call and looking forward to it.
Have you made many trips to South Africa over the years since your family relocated to Canada?
Yeah, we have a little bit. I think the last time I was there was probably like 5 years ago. But all my family's currently there. So besides my immediate family, my sister, my mom, and my dad, I got all my cousins, grandparents. They're all currently there. So, you know, I'm having like FaceTimes with them and stuff like that. But, you know, since playing hockey and you know, being in the WHL here in Canada, and having, you know, COVID, things like that, it's kind of tough to go back. But, you know, I think we're trying to plan something here in the next couple of years or so.
Okay, fantastic. Yes, I hear you. It's expensive. It's tricky trying to coordinate schedules, and COVID certainly didn't help with all the lockdowns from either side. So talk to us about ice hockey. I'm not going to pretend that I know much about the sport at all, and I certainly don't want to insult a professional, but where and when did your love for ice hockey begin?
It started at a younger age. I mean, you know, moving to Canada, I didn't really think about playing ice hockey. You know, never mind, you know, all the snow and the freezing weather and things like that. So it was obviously a big culture shift for me and my family, but yeah, it kind of just started by going to school here. A lot of my friends grew up playing the sport. So I moved into grassroots hockey, which was just kind of outside of my community, just at an outdoor rink. So it's not like in a big like complex or anything like that. It's just, you know, a couple of younger kids just wanting to get involved in the sport. So I started out there, and then, you know, kind of from there, I just loved it every single day. You know, going on the ice, putting on my skates. It's just something I really fell in love with. And then from there, you know, I stayed within my community, played my community hockey within the place where I live. And then, yeah, kind of, and again, moving from there, I was eventually, you know, drafted to the WHL.
And that's the Western, you know, Hockey League, just in case Africans aren't familiar with WHL.
Yeah, Western Hockey League. But you know, there's also, like, you can go play college hockey or junior A in different parts of Canada, things like that. But I thought the Western Hockey League was the best route for me. And you know, it's kind of what I chose. And, you know, from there, you know, I've had great 2 years, great coaching staff, you know, built a lot of friendships and connections along the way. So that was obviously great for me. And now getting drafted by Pittsburgh, you know, this summer, there's obviously still a lot of work to go through to get, you know, playing games and things like that, but I couldn't be in a better spot.
Well, congratulations. That's a massive achievement. So to be signed with the Pittsburgh Penguins, it's a 3-year entry-level contract. When will you be relocating to Pennsylvania?
So they have like a rookie showcase, it's called. So you go down to Buffalo, I believe, and you play 3 games against other teams' prospects. So it's not their full teams, you know, similar to what the Penguins will be doing. They'll putting a team of prospects together, you know, younger guys similar to my age, maybe a little bit older. And then, you know, you go to Buffalo and play a couple games. I'm not sure if we go to Pittsburgh before and do a couple practices. I don't have all the information yet, but I think that's the next time I'm going. I think that's around end of December. Around there, or middle of December, or sorry, September, sorry.
Okay.
So yeah. She's got style, she's got
style, she's got 919. Because feeling good is always in style.